And a live report from Wyoming's U.S. Congresswoman Harriet Hageman joining us live on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Congresswoman Hageman, good morning. Thank you for your time. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing wonderfully.
Hey, thank you for calling into the show again. Looking forward to having you back in Lincoln County in the Star Valley area this Thursday for another town hall. This has been a big focus for you to get around the state of Wyoming, do these town halls. As you've been visiting the communities around Wyoming, what's been maybe a recurring theme or some of the topics that you continue to get asked to discuss and touch on?
So this is going to be my first town hall of the year, actually.
Oh,
so
great.
I have not been traveling to counties yet. I'm going to be in Afton at the Afton Civic Center on Thursday, March 13th at 6:30 p.m. So I invite everyone to come, and I will first give an update on what I've been doing and what the issues are that we're dealing with back here in Washington, D.C., and then I typically open it up for questions so that I know what the so that I can really engage with the people right there. The big issues, though, even with just having our constituents call in and the meetings I've been having, is people are very interested in the continuing resolution for keeping the government open, and then they're also interested in what is going on with reconciliation, what is going to be happening with that, which is the big budget initiative to try to cut spending. Since we have the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, we can go through that process, and in doing so, we actually will only need 50 votes in the Senate to pass it. So we've got some exciting things going on.
Absolutely. Well, a couple of things that you've been reporting on as far as what you've been working on in Congress. The Endangered Species Act has been a topic of discussion for many, many years in the state of Wyoming, and it's resurfaced again with the Trump administration, gray wolves and grizzly bears specifically. Give us an update on what your thoughts are and what you're hoping to see happen here with the Endangered Species Act.
So one of the things that I've been doing since I've been here is attempting to get the grizzly bears delisted. The grizzly bears were first listed as threatened in 1975. The recovery goal is around 500 bears. We have over 1,100 bears in the state of Wyoming. We have a recovered population for over two decades now, but the Fish and Wildlife Service refuses to delist. And that's kind of the problem with the Fish and Wildlife Service. Even when you have a recovered species, they refuse to follow the law and delist because they know that having a species listed on the endangered or threatened list actually allows them to oftentimes control large swaths of land and water. It just they kind of use it as a zoning tool to restrict access, management, use, all different kinds of things. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to update and upgrade the Endangered Species Act so that it is actually more effective at protecting endangered and threatened species, while at the same time we're able to delist species that no longer need those protections, return the management to the states so that we can actually focus on those species that need more assistance.
Representative Congresswoman Harriet Hageman on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. There's also concern on Postal Service and the USPS and their plan to move things away from local distribution, and that things have already been a struggle there. So maybe give us your thoughts on the DFA plan and the United States Postal Service and the impact it could have on small towns like right here in Lincoln County.
So that is something else that I've been working on almost since the moment that I arrived back here in Washington, D.C. over 2 years ago. The DFA is the so-called Delivering for America plan that was put together by the last head of the Postal Service. And essentially, what he wants to do is close processing and distribution centers. And that's mostly going to impact our smaller populated states such as Wyoming. So Wyoming and South Dakota, under his plan, would be the two hardest hit states where we would no longer have processing and distribution facilities. What that means is that all of our mail would have to be shipped out of state. Even if it is for intrastate delivery, it would go to Billings, Salt Lake, or Denver, and then it would be processed there and then shipped back to the state of Wyoming. Now, why this is a huge concern is that, well, a lot of reasons. One, it is going to add 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 days to mail delivery in the state of Wyoming. Well, we have veterans, for example, that receive their medications then through the mail. Last year, it affected the outcome of elections in Utah. Utah's primary election was at the end of June, and in southern Utah, their mail is processed through Nevada. And even though people got their ballots in on a timely manner, because it had to be shipped down to Nevada and then back, it was delayed to the point that they actually, people were disenfranchised. They did not have their ballots counted because they didn't arrive in time. So there are very significant impacts associated with this idea. Now, recently, the Postal Service has backed off a bit, and they have indicated that they're going to keep two facilities open, one in Casper and one in Cheyenne, and they also announced that they're going to do substantial upgrades to both of them. I'm hoping by investing that money, that is an indication or a signaling that we will be able to keep postal services in the state of Wyoming. I have introduced the Postal Act, which what that would do is it would require that there be at least one processing and distribution center in every state.
Congresswoman, you alluded to this early in our conversation, but a vote today on the government funding bill to extend the federal budget through the end of September, if I'm not mistaken. If you could give us maybe a highlight or two on this funding bill and where your stance is on it.
So I'm going to support this particular CR. I have voted against most CRs since I've been here, but this one is a little bit different than what we've had in the past. First of all, it's not like what they've tried to do to us. It is not an omnibus spending bill. It really does focus specifically on funding government at current levels, but it also has a reduction. So it's not exactly a continuing resolution, even though that's what people are calling it, because we're actually reducing spending. So $20 billion less for the IRS as an example, which I think is a really good thing. We're trying to defund those 87,000 IRS agents that the Biden administration put in place. The other thing that it does is it provides pay raises to our enlisted men and women. And that is the folks that are just coming straight out of high school, if you will, and going into the military. They richly deserve to have an increase in their wages. And this bill actually does that. We've been promising that for quite some time, and we're finally delivering to make sure that we can keep these good folks in the military for the long term. So those are just a couple of the provisions that I think are really pretty exciting about this particular bill. The other thing that it does is it sets us on the road so that we can move forward with the budgeting and reconciliation process, which is the real prize. We're looking at saving as much as $1 trillion or more in the budget reconciliation process, which I think is really what the American people want us to do. They want us to cut spending. They want us to reduce the size and scope of government. They want us to defund bad agencies such as USAID. So this all sets us up to be able to succeed in that realm. And so I think it's a good bill.
Congresswoman Harriet Hageman, appreciate your time. Again, going to be in Lincoln County in Afton on Thursday at the Afton Civic Center for a public town hall, 6:30 to 7:30. Congresswoman, one last question. Of course, a lot of talk on the tariffs and what's happening with the stock market. And just give us maybe your thoughts on the tariffs from the Trump administration and how you see this playing out.
So for far too long, other countries have taken advantage of the United States and imposed tariffs or other restrictions, trade restrictions on us, yet we've never retaliated for that. The tariffs on Mexico and Canada relate to the continued human trafficking and drug smuggling that has been ongoing and has been such a disaster for our country, especially under the previous administration. So you did see that the tariffs were suspended in relation to the country of Mexico because they are making a real effort to stop the human trafficking and drug smuggling. And that's really what this is intended to do. I think people get way too tied up in some of the details without looking at the bigger picture, which is that this is driving policy and it's forcing other countries to adopt good policy and to stop doing things that are not good for the United States of America. So I know that there's going to be some turmoil. I know that there's going to be continuing with some inflationary pressures until we can get a handle on, number one, domestic energy production, make sure that we're protecting our supply chain, addressing the scourge of human trafficking and drug smuggling. And I think that as those things are resolved over the next 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 10 months, I think you're going to see a reduction in prices. And I also think you're going to see additional stability in the stock market.
Congresswoman Harriet Hageman in Afton at the Civic Center this Thursday, 6:30 to 7:30 for a town hall. Congresswoman, thank you for your time. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on the air today?
No, I just look forward to seeing everybody this week. I have a town hall in Lincoln County, Sweetwater County, and Uinta County this week. And then next week I'm going to be in Carbon, Platte, and Albany County. So I'm really looking forward to getting back into Wyoming and out on the road so that I can visit with everybody.
Congresswoman Harriet Hageman on the SVI Radio Network, all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning.